Welcome to Little Conversations Today podcast, your source for overcoming adversity, obstacles, and challenges. Welcome back to the Little Conversations Today podcast. In this podcast, we're going to start discussing how we can overcome adversity. Now, before we can get past something, we really need to understand it, don't we? So, what is adversity? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines adversity as a state, condition, or instance of serious or continued difficulty. Now, obviously, this is a very profound definition, and in order to clearly understand adversity, I think we need to dissect it a bit, don't you? So, using the word a state commonly refers to the present condition of an entity. Condition is existing circumstances or a particular mode of being of a person. An instance is a case or occurrence of really anything. So, adversity is a serious or continued difficulty in the present state during your existing circumstances or conditions. And finally, an occurrence in any instant of your life moving forward. Would you not agree? So, what's the first lesson we need to learn in the definition of adversity? Adversity is present today. It will be there tomorrow. And it will be lurking around every corner during your entire time on this planet. This adversity can be serious or continued. So really, there's no escaping it, is there? In order to do what you really want to do and get the most out of your time on this planet, you have to learn how to overcome adversity, obstacles, and challenges. No doubt about it. So what steps can we take to overcome adversity and reach our goals and aspirations? Over the next few podcasts, we'll be revealing our action plan that you can start implementing today. Now, the first step in overcoming adversity is obviously understanding and having a clear idea of where you want to go. This clear vision will help you stay on track when adversity does hit. Let's look at it like this. If you lived in, say, Los Angeles, California, and you really wanted to fly to Miami, Florida, if you looked at a map, you can see the direct path, that straight line from LA to Miami, right? Now, what would happen if after you got up and you were up at your 35,000 feet cruising altitude, you took the stick of the airplane and you turned it, say, a half inch to the left? Where would you end up? Well, if you look at a map of North America, I would say you're probably going to end up somewhere around Windsor, Canada. Now, Windsor, Canada is some 1,500 miles away from your intended destination. Now, we can all agree that that is not quite where you wanted to go, is it? It wasn't your intended destination. Well, that's exactly what can happen to our goals and aspirations when adversity hits if we don't have a clear vision of where we want to go. Now, on to the first step in overcoming adversity. One of the first steps is understanding that everyone has hit these seemingly insurmountable obstacles. You see, I don't care who they are. They could be that single mother you know down on the corner, that single father you know down on the corner. They could be your parents. It could be that Hollywood movie star that's really making it big and just lighting up the screen. It could be Tony Robbins. It could be anyone you know, any people in your social network, anywhere. Everyone's hit adversity. But what's the difference between the people that truly make a significant impact in the world and the people that don't? The main difference, what sets us apart from everybody else, when we truly become successful at what we're going for, is we don't give up. You see, when you don't give up, you learn, you grow, you educate yourself. And the beautiful thing about adversity is those underlying gold nuggets, which we're going to talk about in the next coming podcast, is those gold nuggets of knowledge, education, development, growth that you find inside every adversity. So let's look at it like this. You see this Hollywood movie star and you think their life is absolutely fabulous because they got all this money and they're in movies and did it. What did it take for them to get there? How many people become stars and how many people don't? You look at professional golfers. I believe it's somewhere around 0.01% of the people at golf actually become professional golfers. There's a ton of skill involved, but there's a ton of dedication. There's a ton of adversity, and only the ones that can overcome it will become professionals. So what you have to do is you have to put yourself out there. You have to step out of the safety that you are now feeling, and you have to get out on a ledge. Nickelback said it the best in their song, it's This Afternoon, and it's on their Dark Horse album, when they said, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Where are you living? Are you living in the safety that we call everyday life? Or are you living it on the edge? Are you putting yourself out there? You see, when you put yourself out there, it causes adversity in so many parts of your life. Maybe with your family, with your friends, with your business colleagues. Adversity can come from everywhere. You know, you've probably heard it before, and it's probably going to sound like a broken record, but it's one of the best possible explanations of adversity is when you look at Thomas Edison. He created the incandescent light bulb. Thomas Edison failed. Now, depending on what research you go and check out and where you go, anywhere between 1,000 and 12,000 times. Now, that's a huge span of how many times he supposedly, quote unquote, failed. But his answer was unbelievable. When a reporter asked him, "Mr. Edison, how does it feel to fail, say, 1,000 times?" He replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. I learned how not to make a light bulb 1,000 times." Now, you can Google that and you'll find a multitude of different verbiage that they use inside there, but the concept's the same. Would you go after something? Let's just use the number 1,000. Your big dream, your big aspiration. Would you go hit a wall of failure, step back, go at it again, try and climb that wall, be 80% of the way up, fall, have to start from the bottom again, go right back to the beginning? Would you do that 1,000 times to reach your goal, to reach your destination, to reach your aspiration? It's going to take a special individual, somebody that's dedicated, somebody that knows what they want, but somebody that truly believes in themselves. So the first step in overcoming adversity is understanding it's going to be there, understanding you're going to hit it, understanding that you might have to start at the bottom again. You might have to rethink the entire way you're doing it. You might have to rethink your entire strategy. You have to put yourself out on the ledge. You cannot step back into safety. Eventually, when you put yourself out, you overcome adversity. That ledge is now your safety. Then you do it all over again. And that's the beautiful thing, because you grow. So going back to the definition and what adversity is, it's continued adversity. Now, continued and serious, when they use those two words in the definition, that could mean a blip on the radar, or that could mean that you've got an entire fleet of warships in front of you and you have to find your way through. Are you going to find your way through? If you can sit down with yourself and truly understand right now that you are going to hit these seemingly insurmountable obstacles, you will not be able to give up. It will be tough. But with perseverance, dedication, and a belief in what you're doing, you can succeed. Thanks again for listening to this podcast, and we really hope you subscribe, because we're going to have the next steps in the action plan coming up in these next couple of podcasts. You can visit us at www.littleconversationstoday.com. You can email me at dan@littleconversationstoday.com. You can head over to our website, and when you do, there's a free book for you there, as well as you can go down and watch all of our amazing expert videos and our book reviews. Every week, we feature a new expert where we talk about adversity, we talk about success, we talk about the underlined gold nugget that we find in every adversity. We have a multitude. They share their 3 feet from gold story with us, which is a story where they face these seemingly insurmountable obstacles and they were able to overcome and surpass everything in their path to become and truly be who they are today. So we look forward to seeing you. We hope you have a wonderful day. Take care. We'll see you soon.